Okay, good morning again to everybody. So, Shani, if you go, Shem. So, let me start with the Klal Gadol b'Torah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So, we know about the Rambam that it's a haflaga, and the Rambam holds the line here, and you know, in all the places the Rambam talks about it, whether it's in Hilchos Deos or in the Sefer Mitzvos or in Hilchos Avil, the Rambam makes it very clear that he doesn't think there's any exaggeration altogether. This Sforno adds something very, very critical. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha is not only that, you know, you should love somebody as much as you love yourself, and as the Rambam puts it, you know, chol advarim shata shebin adam rotza la'atzmo rotzahu osam le'acherim, but the Sforno adds in some very important words, which is im haya magia limkomo. V'yavta l'recha kamoch could be a little bit of a trap, because even if we're thinking very idealistically about what we would want, that's not necessarily what another person would want. And many other reasons. And we should want the best version of what they would want for themselves. Classical machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says, which is consistent with what Rashi says elsewhere. The Ramban says, absolutely not. Yesh bahem tam. Except we may not have access to it, as the Ramban writes in many different places. The Ramban is very ambitious, as we know, and even in this place, as Chukos HaTishmoru, he goes on to talk about Kalayim as a crime against nature, Maisa Bracious, Liminehem, and that's another very important makor. The point that I guess wanted to emphasize more than anything else, at the beginning of the Aliyah, Lo Sasu Avil B'Mishpat, right, which seems directed to the Dayanim, Lo si safnei dal, lo sadar pnei gadol, but tzedek tishpat am yisecha. So tzedek tishpat am yisecha is a din d'orais, obviously, and the Rambam discusses at length in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Rach lezeh, akash lezeh, echad omed, echad yoshev, echad mabusho noah, echad mabusho eno noah, all of the distinctions in the context of a courtroom that could, in aggregate or independently lead to in Avel Bamishbat. Rashi quotes here another perspective, which is a din d'oraisa in its own right. L'cha'ura davar acher, Rashi quotes, have you done as kol ha'adam l'kaf z'chos? But tzedek tishpat amisacha, in the context of Dayanus, means even Stephen. But in the context of life, right, and you know, we're called upon to balance these things, doesn't mean even Stephen. It means the kaf z'chos. You should be machriya people l'kaf z'chos until, as all the Rishonim note in Perkei Avos, until proven otherwise, that if there's an Adam Rasha, so he's lost his Cheskas Kashrus, and you have to have one, if not two, eyes open with everything that they do. And here, it's just a remarkable thing to me. This isn't an Eitz Tova, this isn't just a Halichos Musar, but this is really a Dinda Raisa. V'tzedek Tishbar Amisacha, applying to all of us, that when you know we're called upon to judge, until the person is Mochzak Berishos, so we should have a very optimistic view of people. People that we don't know should be granted a cheskas kashrus. And again, very ambiguous things we should try to see in as positive a light as possible. And this is, I think, such a strong, strong indication of the danger of cynicism and just how truly corrosive that can be. And that midah araisa, we have to work on ourselves. For some people, it's natural. Maybe they're, you know, at risk of being called Pollyannish, you know, but and for some people it's extremely difficult because they're very skeptical in general, and sometimes reality has a way of, you know, teaching people to be even more skeptical, but we should really work on this. But tzedek tishbat amisecha, having a favorable outlook is such a critical part of Avodas Hashem, both, you know, ben adam l'chaver as well as ben adam l'makom, of trying to see, his brios in a positive light, ohevus habrios, for purposes of either a makarv on the Torah or just extending that humanity to them, can itself be a kiyum, the oraisa b'tzedek tishbat amisach.